We've asked you about Adrian Peterson twice and sometimes three times a year for how long now? But I don't know how to even ask a unique question about him, but what is your message to Jake, who saw him a little bit, and Blake, who hasn't seen him before?
I don't think we talk about it in that kind of sense of trying to prepare him for something they haven't seen before. They played a lot of football versus a lot of good guys. And so I think that when you're going to face someone as elite as Adrian Peterson, I just think that you worry more about your preparation and what you do. And as long as you go into that game doing your best, then whatever Adrian Peterson does, it'll settle on the field. But you don't get caught up in trying to say Adrian Peterson is one thing or another. You go in there and say, hey, listen, this is what we do. This is how we're going to go about doing it. This is what you got to do, your responsibility within the game plan, so on and so forth. Step up, do your best. Let's see what happens.
Winston, you think the development of Dayton Jones and Nick Perry, how much of that has to do with finding comfort in what position they play and what they're actually doing on the field?
Now, they have done a great job embracing whatever we've asked them to do, and they are off to a very good start. They have really done a good job of really taking advantage of the opportunity given to them so far. And so, obviously, you want to keep that going week in and week out, but you can't speak enough about how those guys have stepped up and really accepted the challenge of doing a lot of different things, and they have a lot of fun doing it, too.
You've waited a long time for both of them to be your every down players and everything like that. Are you seeing the potential now? I mean, is this what you were ultimately looking for?
It's still real early. I mean, this is only going to the second game. Again, I'm going to say that they've had a real good offseason. They've had a real good preseason. Last week was an awfully good start, and they gotta now move forward, not backwards.
Listen, I know during the summer you talked a lot about Joe Thomas and the step he had made, but what did you see out of him in this game, and how much growth have you seen from him in terms of how he's handled that dying spot?
I think he is simply just playing with more confidence. I think that the expectation, his skill set is speed, quickness, being explosive. I mean, that's what he's supposed to do. And so you're finally seeing now the physical tools that he has now when you're putting that confidence and that comfort level of feeling good about what he's doing within the scheme and the plays that he's playing and the opportunities that he's getting. I think that he is really coming along, and I'm happy to see that.
You know, on those guys, Nick and Dayton, how big they're so big and physical. Just how big of an asset is that to playing run defense?
You cannot go wrong with bigger, faster guys in the National Football League. Can't go wrong with that.
Do you think that physicality showed up in week one? Because if you look at your run defense numbers, you realize it's just one game, but they're darn good.
Yes, they were. But if you go back to the end of last year, there was a little bit of that going on as well. We started to find their little niche and their little groove back then. And so now, all of a sudden, they're continuing to evolve with what we're doing, asking them to do. And so, again, it just goes down to week in and week out, finding ways to get them in the best position.
Winston, I know the plan with Julius is to keep him fresh for the end of the year, obviously. He played mostly dime, kind of passing situation Sunday. Mm-hmm. Is there a wear and a tear on running downs that if he can play less of those, can help keep him fresh later in the year?
I mean, that's a perspective. That's a way to look at it. But we did very well versus the run with the guys that we had in there versus the run. Julius was in there rushing the passer, rushed the passer very well with his opportunities. You don't have any stats to kind of back that up, but I think for the utilization of our guys in this one particular game last week worked out pretty well.
I'm assuming that back row was up mostly from special teams, but did you make a point of just trying to get him into the game to get some experience, or was it just through the natural flow of needing help, needing to spell guys?
I think Fackrell has some abilities that can help us. And so we will continue to find ways to try and insert him into the game that allows him to utilize his skill set. And so that can fluctuate from game to game. And if, when and if the opportunity presents itself, I'm totally confident with Fackrell playing and not just trying to get him into the game to see what's going on. I think he brings something to the table. Very, very, very smart kid for coming in here. And he knows our scheme. I'm comfortable with his knowledge and comprehension of our scheme, as with any of the vets that have been around for a while. So I don't have a problem inserting him into the game and giving him an opportunity to make a play.